What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit! I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck, I can't see pollen. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't see me.
Starts around 7, we go on stage around 9, get on the bus about 11, sipping a drink and feeling fine. We've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Pain in the Morning. What day is it? Thursday? I think it's Thursday. All these days run together. Maybe I've been messing with Mr. Brownstone. Not yet. My God. A lot of stuff to cover tonight. We had a great show yesterday, despite technical difficulties in post-production, which is nothing new, by the way, when you're on your own out here, so to speak, a small crew and everything, after hours. It can get a little dicey. But we do the best we can. Woo! We got a lot to do tonight. Now, while that intro was playing, if you're watching on pain.tv, you saw me fumbling around. My playlist went blank. Got everything prepped for tonight. And then, boom, it goes blank, so I'm trying to recover. Now, we had some requests from the folks on pain.tv. I asked before we went live, hey, any requests tonight? And that includes Intel or songs or whatever. So we'll go to the default some of the things I pulled from the request list. And we'll just go from there, and then we'll try to put the pieces together after that. Some Steely Dan, we have some other things in line, so we'll just go with that. People's choice, so to speak. Now, of course, many of you guys know my wife is in the medical industry, an Ivy Leaguer herself. I'm a real brainiac. How she ended up with me, well... I'm a professional. I'm a professional bullshitter. That's how she ended up with me. That's how all great women end up with guys who marry up. Simple as that. The government, too, when you're good at thinking on the fly and things like that, as a kid or as smart ass, usually in school, you're bored with school and you're always in trouble. These guys in the government have a way of finding you. Say, hey, come work for us. You're a smart guy. Come work for us. Get older in life, you understand how the recruiting works in different prep schools and things like that. Or I was, I guess, marked at an early age, but really incredible story how things have happened. But anyway, my wife's in the medical profession and she works with a lot of kids. She works with kids with massive disabilities. And this just goes to show you how lost the government is. So, in order to maintain your medical assistance and things like that for kids with severe disabilities, sometimes you have to fill out the paperwork, you know, like a status. Hey, you still have these disabilities and things like that for the kids. So, this is how bad the government is at their job. So they're making a big stink about one family because the mom hasn't and the dad, they have not sent in the paperwork because they find it absurd. And the state wants to know. This is Pennsylvania. Does your son still have Down syndrome? And can you please provide some proof? This is what you're dealing with. These are the same people that are telling us what to do medically, etc. They want to know if the parents can vouch that the kid still has Down syndrome. When was that ever cured? Is it what? Is there a cure? Is it kids with Down syndrome just magically wake up and they no longer have it? I mean, this is what you're dealing with. And the state's making a big stink, like, well, we need some proof. This kid could be, you guys could be scamming us. What? I just, she said, don't tell people about that. I said, you just told the wrong guy. Of course I'm going to tell people about that. This is why guys like me have a show. So while we play a little Steely Dan, Do It Again, well, the state keeps doing it over and over and over again, just like the federal government. Stupidity, mediocrity, insanity, and here we are. Now let's take a cruise around town. You know, Sunday night, we tape Monday's show, of course. And tonight, Wednesday night, what time is it? Start taping a little earlier because we've been running long. 2.5 hours last night, I think we did. Sunday night into Monday, I said, it's going to be a crazy news week. I know it. I could feel it in my bones. No inside knowledge and nothing like that. I could just feel it. Simple as that. And sure as heck, I think we've surpassed the definition of insanity. And of course, it's Thursday now, but we exceeded the insanity threshold on Tuesday. And everything else now is just post-insanity. And speaking about posting insanity, I thought we did a good job yesterday of separating the hype from the strategy and the scandal, really the true scandal, why they're using this Cuomo situation. And I listened around today and I really didn't hear much from any other folks on podcasts and news that were explaining it like we did. So you can check out Wednesday's Pain in the Morning for that. We did a pretty good stretch on that. I want to focus a little bit more today on framing what I've called for a long time the protection racket. And I've said as, I don't know, recent as 6 months ago, and I've been harping on it every now and then since then, saying that, you know, when folks ask for reparations and African Americans ask for reparations and these things, I say, reparations for what? I mean, you're a slave now. We're all slaves. Understand? And some of my African American compadres, as you folks know, I grew up in the Section 8 type housing for a good stretch in my early teen, preteen to actually preteen through college. And so, very informative years. I said, man, that's not cool talking like that. I said, why not? Go listen to Malcolm X, what he talks about. Of course, his target audience were African Americans. I said, go listen to Malcolm X and take away the fact that he's talking to African Americans and listen to it through the prism of him just talking to Americans. And you will soon find out why a guy like Malcolm X didn't make it. Why he took a bullet at the Audubon Theater in Washington Heights, New York City. It's very simple. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And I have a gentleman who's done a better job detailing it than I have. One of the reasons, and we'll play a clip from his website and give him due credit to help further explain to you what the hell we're talking about here. Help broaden your horizons to understand when you can't make bills and you can't make ends meet and you're breaking your fucking ass. And this is a recurring theme, but you still have to keep kicking up to the man. That's what I mean by you're a tax slave. Now they want to make you a chemical slave too. And they've done a pretty good job scaring people into that. Lord only knows what the hell is going to happen after that. You know, some insurance companies now. For the federal government, by the way. Which has great benefits. You work for the feds and then you go to retire or something. You got to sign your papers. When people say, oh, I'm putting my papers in. Well, part of the papers is, you know, you got to sign an NDA. Say, I'll never talk about all the crime. I mean, all the things I did for Uncle Sam. I'll never talk about all the lawyers, guns, and money that we spent, we needed to get out of trouble. And another part of that is the explanation of your benefits that you continue to receive after you leave. And magically, some of the language in these explanation of benefits, the federal side are saying, hey, man, we're not covering ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. We're not covering renal failure, renal cancer, etc. You may have to get another rider or you may have to make other preparations, etc. Why is that? Why would that be? Why all of a sudden would that be introduced into the explanation of your post-employment benefits, so to speak? Let me turn this off. It's making noise. Don't you think that's strange? Maybe they know something we don't know. After all, this is this entire scamdemic, and the whole COVID thing is a federally sponsored production. And we hear from other insurance companies very on the down low. And you may want to, you folks out there might want to talk to your relatives about this. And if you've had the jabs, you might want to talk to your insurance companies about it. Some of the folks I know through Citi, and we had big insurance. The biggest insurance companies in the world were our clients. And we dealt with them every day, in different parts of the country and all throughout the world, right? You name it, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance. The biggest. Fortune 50, 100, 200 companies. Well, on the down low, many of them are saying, hey, man, you get sick, after taking the jab or jabs, since it is experimental. Your widow might be surprised if we don't pay out on your life insurance policy. So check with your life insurance and see if you go get these jabs, since they are not official vaccines, even though they're being pitched as official vaccines. Are they going to pay out if something goes sideways? We've heard from through Citigroup, we've heard a lot of the chatter that they are not. And under certain circumstances, they may not pay out. What are you going to do about it? You going to sue them? Is your widow or your family going to sue these companies? Good luck. What does that say with the insurance companies? It's really crazy. Many of whom are saying, hey, if you want to keep working here, you have to have the jabs. But if you die from the jabs, we're not going to pay you. What a scheme. They get you coming and going. Maybe that's what this is all about, just manipulating you at every fucking turn. Every time you turn around, boom, 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 being hit from all sides until they just wear you down to a mental and physical nub. You just give in. Fuck it, I'll go get my jab. Fuck it. Better days ahead? I hope so. Definitely better days behind Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Just played down in Asbury Park. Friends of mine were down there. Southside Johnny is still ripping it up. Another request. So we'll kick off with some requests here. Who's on deck? Peter Green's on deck. The song that was requested is not licensed, so we go with some Peter Green, Black Magic Woman, great song. Maybe some Peter Green, Walk in the Road, good song. Peter Green, just so underrated. He's like, Peter Green, who the hell is he? Is he hanging out with Colonel Mustard in Clue? No, he doesn't. The big news before we went live here and turned on the mic was USA to require foreigners coming into the country, obviously. You don't want an airplane. They should have a jab. So if you don't have a jab, if you don't have your jabs and you want to come into the country, just come through Mexico. Just come through the southern border. It'll be okay. No inoculations of any type needed. Why get caught up at pesky airport lines and customs officials when you can just sneak into the country? That's how you know it's a fantastic effort in the United States to really stop this pandemic, when you open up your borders and you let anybody in, especially people who are infected, who can run up the fucking and spread your different schemes around. Yeah, they're real serious about shutting it. This is the only country in the world during a pandemic in the history of the world that opened up its borders and just allowed anybody in and allowed anybody out. Yeah, that's how you know it's... One of the reasons you know it's bullshit. There are many, as we talk about here on a regular basis now. As we move into a little Black Magic Woman, let's talk about some of the other black magic going on around the globe, so to speak. We're going to stay away probably a little bit from the Cuomo stuff as we move into here a little bit, cover a few of these things and then stick and move into the video regarding the protection racket. I want you guys to hear, explains a lot of things and it will open up your eyes better than I can explain it, although we've touched on many of the things. But you know, I mean, some people are just better at other things that I'm not, and I think that's one of the greatest things in life I found, is when you can just surrender and say, hey, that dude's better than I am. That dude Ed is better than I am at this. So let's talk to them. Let's hear from them. You know, when I was in Intel, and actually in journalism as a young buck, and then Intel, you run into these people we used to call the wizards. They had the wizard syndrome. You ask them a question, they say, I will get back to you on that, because they didn't have the answer. And then they go and they go talk to the dude or the dudette to get the intel, right? And then they say, and then they give you the answer, and then you do a follow up question with them. You have people like this. We have people like this in Citigroup. I'd say, yo, Slick, you're not the fucking wizard. Get out of the way. And he asked him a follow-up question. I will get back to you on that. I'm not sure. Me. I'm the wizard. Right? They would guard their sources, you know. And instead of referring you to the people, the sources themselves, they would serve as the clearinghouse. Because they were so insecure, they figured, oh, man, I'll be out of a job if I don't become the wizard. The fucking problem with the wizard is the mentality is flawed to begin with. And most of these people are assholes. And they're self-preservationists. Well, we see that now with the government as well. But so one of the greatest things is to understand that you're not the fucking wizard. And you're not the be-all, end-all. And if you have weaknesses, you address your weaknesses with other people who compliment you, whose strengths complement and make up for your weaknesses. And that's what we've done here. So just saying that. I'm not the be-all, end-all. And we'll continue to have more guests on here once we get this Pain.tv underway. It's underway, but we are working on an app now. Can you believe it? An app. It's going to be fucking awesome. So we're working on that, but right now, Pain.tv is happening. It is happening. There's stuff flying all through there. It is one. I'm not just saying it either. You can check it out yourself. It's a go-to source. It really is. There's stuff flying around on there. You don't have to worry about you getting reprimanded by some big tech geek because you said the wrong words and used the wrong words, etc. Remember freedom of speech? Remember all that? Where's it gone? So we'll play that video, but before that, let's a few things here. Now, remember yesterday we talked about New York City launching its own vaccine passport, right? Now I see today that other media organizations are calling it a health passport. You see how they do that? Because they don't want to call it a vaccine passport. So the media is now dubbing it a health passport. Talk about a fucking crock of shit. And I talked about in the past dominoes. In other words, every scheme needs a domino. Every scheme needs a pioneer. A domino country would be Israel. Israel says something. They roll something out. And then the UK adopts it. And then Australia adopts it. And then off to the races, right? All these other countries fall in line. As I've said, in the United States, New York, LA, Chicago are the same thing. I said this yesterday. Pain in the morning. And I've said it for months, trying to explain how they roll these schemes out. And I said yesterday, New York is the first domino here. This is all pre-planned. LA will roll it out next. And then likely on to Chicago. I didn't think it would take a day. I thought they'd wait a couple days, but they're fucking pedal to the metal. As LA said today, it's likely moving towards a vaccine passport for restaurants, gyms, indoor events, etc., just like New York. Voila, there you have it. The domino. The domino, quote-unquote, theory. Of course, it's not really a theory. It's tradecraft. It's playbook. So it's falling right into line, like we've said on here for a long time. And like we stressed yesterday. I don't know, we talked a good half hour about these things. About what was really going on in New York. And how Cuomo was a cover operation to take a lot of eyeballs off of what was happening, rolling out a health passport. And don't call it a vaccine passport, please. We were told by our overlords to please call it a health passport. Yeah, health passport, my ass. So there we go. We only had to wait one day for the domino, quote unquote, theory to become a domino reality, as it always does. And once you learn, folks, I've said this before, once you learn these things, voila, you're able to, quote unquote, predict the future because you have your own crystal ball. And then you can jockey and maneuver accordingly. You should already be maneuvering accordingly. If you belong to our hot wire level on pain.tv, you understand. You fucking understand. We explained all this in February and March of this year. And we talked about food shortages and meat prices and chicken prices going back to February and March 2020. And what people should do and how they should stock their pantries, create a pantry. I mean, this is, do you want your own crystal ball? Eventually, if you get smart enough, you won't need a guy like me. You can do it yourself. You may still like to listen to me. That's cool. But you teach a man to fish, and he eats for a lifetime. You hand a man a fish, he eats for a day. You know who likes to hand a man a fish? The wizard. The wizards of the world. The problem is you don't advance your own quote-unquote civilization. You don't evolve as a person and a provider. If you depend on the wizard and the wizards out there for guidance, etc., you have to figure this stuff out yourself. It takes time. It takes a long time. But a lot of people are getting it, and it's good. And you're going to need all the help you can get. The Boston mayor today, who is a black female, compared vaccine mandate to slavery. Oh, it's a big scandal, right? Everybody's upset about it. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. I think she should take it a step further. Of course, she can't say this as a mayor of one of the largest cities in the country. That we're all slaves. We're all enslaved, as I've said. It has nothing to do with race and has nothing to do with being insensitive to the country's history. Quite the contrary, we should learn from our country's history. We fail so many times to learn from it. And you know why? Because these revisionists and these communists try to erase it, our nation's history, and distort it and spin it so that we don't have an accurate tablet to chart our current course because they fucked it up and they've besmirched it on purpose simply for the fact so that you can't use it, right? If you talk about all of us, all the different races, all the different creeds and religions in this country, of the have-nots being enslaved, they could just tab you as a racist, even though there's nothing racist about it. The word slave is very cut and dry. When you listen to this video, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Further, of course, many of you folks understand exactly what I'm talking about to begin with. So there's no problem. Maybe we'll play that video right now since I made those points, and then we'll come back to some of these other quick things, and then we will jump into the news. What does that sound? Sound pretty good? A little Peter Green walking the road. Let's walk a road right now, take you down a road perhaps you've never been down. You could think about it. Sometimes you go out for a walk, you stretch your legs, get some clean, fresh country air,